from the heart of Europe to the world. Radio Tetris International. Online on Windows 8 PC, tablets and Windows phones.
EW to his friends, Eric Wiltshire.
Welcome to Postcard from Pop Bread. It's a new year. That was my interpretation of fireworks. Hi, I'm Eric Wiltshire at the base of the glorious Tatry Mountains, and they are gloriously covered in snow, although we had fog today. That's not nice. That's why the programme's called Postcard from Pop Bread, because that's where the studios are here. So it's an alternative sideways look at the news, and someone's banging their microphone around. It's probably Lee, who we will introduce to in a moment, before I say hi to some new radio stations as well. Lee Banks, how are you doing?
I'm not banging my microphone around, you cheeky monkey, just because it's New Year. You think you can pick on me? I'm doing very well, thank you. How are you? I hope things are wonderful for you, just like you think things are wonderful for me, and just pick on me when you feel like it, because I don't care.
That's true. But that's all very true. In Darwin, well, apparently a good place to be, because Queensland's the place where all the fires are, but we'll come to that later. It's none other than Beth. Hello, Beth.
Hey!
Hello, Beth. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm very good. I'm pleased to see you've taken over from your mum, because that means we'll have a good show this week.
We'll have some grown-up news.
We need some grown-up talking. So can you be like a TV producer for me, please?
Presentery, man.
And now a producer. You can be a producer as well, Lee.
If he wants you to be a producer, Beth, that means he wants you to shut up.
No.
Presenter. Be gobby. Don't shut up. Outclass Mimmy.
And Beth's assistant this week is Rachel Brunston.
Oh, how lukewarm of you.
it's Rachel Cool Pants.
Yes.
Rachel's tepid pants, Brunston.
Yes.
Happy New Year, all.
Happy New Year.
I'm really good. Beth's here visiting me from Queensland, and we're having a lovely time.
Well, she's better off not being.
She's traveling and so forth.
She shouldn't be in Queensland at the moment. But first of all, Beth.
Yes.
Right, there's nobody else listening now. There's only something like 7 million people listening, but that doesn't matter.
And I'm one of them.
Yeah, so it's okay, right?
Is
your mum really old, Beth?
Yes, she is.
Sorry?
She's really old.
Really old? Yeah. And is she like an old person where you have to take them into the bathroom in the morning, clean them up?
It depends what the night was like beforehand.
I see, yes. I understand. You're being a very good nurse, aren't you?
Is she a bit Trumpy?
Yeah.
Is she? Oh, no.
Is that allowed in Australia?
Can we,
I don't know, actually.
Can we say Trump in Australia?
What is that?
What, it's when, you know that naughty noise that mummies make and go, it wasn't me, it was the dog. It's kind of like
the thing we were talking about last week.
Yes.
Yeah, Trump. They made a whole programme, a child's programme out called Trumpington.
Yeah.
What a lot of up there.
Hold on a minute. I want to dish the dirt. So Beth, is
that's a bad choice of words under what circumstances of what we've just been talking about.
So Beth, you know that sort of noise where guys go, oh, it's the dog, because it's a bit smelly. And it's a sound that's a bit like, does mum do that?
Yeah, she does. She actually does.
What does it sound like, Beth?
I'm not going to even demonstrate because she'll be so mad at me.
Will she?
7 million people listening, Beth. You'll get away with it.
Yeah, it's all right. It's no problem. Go on,
Mum can do it.
Mum, oh, chicken. Right, anyway, before we do all of that, Beth, lovely to have you with us. We'll be talking to you in a sec. I've got to say hi to the guys at Talk Radio X and Replay Radio over in the US and the UK, respectively. Dobriden, Non-Stop Radio.
Radio.
Oh, Rosenberg, no. Yes, I'm Eric. Na program, postcard from Pop, na Poprad. Normalny sprawa, komedia. Not Dobry. So that's introduced our new station, Nonstop Radio, in Ružomberok, badly introduced by me in my rubbish Slovak. But hi to the guys over there as well. Lovely to have you with us, along with everybody else. And as the young lady said at the beginning, not only on these different radio stations, but on Windows 8, tablet, PC and phone as well. So this is Postcard from Poprad. Now, on this week's show, it is slightly different because Rach will be upstaged by her daughter. Rachel's down in Australia, was in Queensland before, where Beth comes from. Stories about that in a moment. I know the feeling, Rach, about being upstaged by your daughter when Caroline was here.
Yes, I remember that. Yes. She did upstage you.
Just marginally.
I have a feeling this is going to go much the same.
And Lee is still moaning about all the money he didn't spend at Christmas. Bah, humbug. It's a bit of a radio show this week because that's just the way it kind of works out. But to start with, we're going to have a mini Australia Day and let Mum and Rach tell us what's been happening down in Sydney and places.
Oh, it's been going OFFF off.
Really?
That's what the young kids are saying.
OFFF off.
Are the young kids saying that?
No, we're not saying that, Mum.
No. Oh, yes. Excellent.
Beth, hang on. Beth, at any time where your mum says something that's not right that she says young people say, you just stop her. That was good. And we like that. Every 5 seconds, yeah.
Doesn't matter. Okay. Doesn't matter, Beth. Keep doing it.
All right. New Year's Eve was enormous here in Australia, as it always is, because it's hot. So it's a good time for people to get out and do. But the problem that we're having is that people are getting a bit leery and a bit drunk.
Mm-hmm.
And there seems to be this pandemic of guys just walking up behind other guys and just donking them on the back of the head and causing really bad injuries. A guy was killed last year when this happened.
Blimey.
And another guy has been attacked and he's now in a really bad way in hospital. He's in a critical condition in hospital, this 18-year-old guy, just minding his own business. And mm-hmm. this massive guy, who I reckon had a bit of roid rage going on, because you should see a picture of him, he'd attacked four people prior to this guy. And he's now in a very critical condition in hospital, and it seems to be happening all over the place, this getting drunk and king hitting people for no apparent reason.
It is stupid.
It is stupid. Well, anything stupid to add there, child?
That what happens when people are sober, so...
Exactly. Exactly, yeah. Beth. You see, good logic from the better person there today in Australia.
I think the point about it is, though, that this is what used to be called donkey punching, wasn't it?
Mm.
And then that took on a different connotation, and it's been, I think it's now called king punching or something like that.
Yeah, it is
an absolutely horrendous thing to do. It's basically you knock somebody out from behind without them knowing it's going to happen to them, and you run away thinking it's really funny, but you can actually easily kill somebody with the equivalent of
Well, generally speaking, it's not the blow to the head from the person that injures them, it's when they hit their head on the concrete when they land.
Exactly, yeah. That's the thing, isn't it? And that's the same in any fighting, because you punch them in the face, they bang the back of their head when they hit the pavement. It's a fashion. It's an incredible fashion.
I hope not.
Well, it is. That's what it is. It's a fashion for violence.
It's like
filming somebody you've just set on fire or beaten up or chucked under a bus or something like that. And then it's a fashion thing. And it's absolutely despicable.
I'll tell you what, we'll let Beth have a word on there. Beth, what would you say to anybody who thinks getting drunk is clever?
Well, okay, I'll admit that it does feel decent when you're tipsy, getting inebriated. It's good, but then...
So you've heard?
Yes, so I've heard.
Yes.
Well, yeah, you've never experienced.
That would be illegal.
Yes.
I've actually witnessed people getting drunk and just hitting each other for no apparent reason, and then both of them wake up the next morning and they just have no recollection, and it just ruins their entire... I don't know, it just ruins their future in a way.
Very good, Beth. Really good.
It's wrong.
Yeah, it is wrong. You're right. So the secret is, when you're grown up, you can have a little drink, but don't drink too much.
I'm not allowed out of the house.
Yeah, but there's other reasons for that.
And kids can't find the door.
Exactly. So anything else interesting been happening down under?
Well, not down under, but down under on social media, it's been going off. There's been a quite a to-do. I sent you guys a photograph of a young lady in an email earlier. Now, that's Alyssa Milano. For the old people, Beth, tell everybody who Alyssa Milano is.
She is, what's her name, Phoebe. She Phoebe? Yes. She's Phoebe off Charmed.
She was also on a show called Who's the Boss. She was really
Beth, Phoebe. Is that real?
No, Beth, you missed it. He said, feed me.
No, I didn't.
You did. You want to see it spelled?
No, because Phoebe from Charmed is... Wow.
That's her?
Yes.
That's her. Well, a comedian
I'll come over all goosebumpy.
Well, you should. She's hot. She's a hottie. I come over goosebumpy. She's a hottie Mington.
Yes.
But a not funny comedian called Jay Moore decided to have a crack at her for being overweight. She's 5'2" and weighs 120 pounds.
Right.
She had a baby in 2011 and put some weight on when she was having a baby, as women do. Now, he's come out and said on Twitter, because they were co-hosting an event together, a NASCAR event of all things, he said she's very tiny in height. It seems like she had a baby and said, I don't really give a bleep. I read it on her gut. Somebody sat in the director's chair and was not wearing Spanx, and I was like, JC.
Uh-oh.
And in response, with all the class she could muster, she said, so sorry you felt the need to publicly fat shame me. Be well and God bless. Please send my love to your beautiful wife. And I thought, that's nice. Now, he's come back after he's just been bombarded by everybody, hasn't he? He's been kicked all around the place, hasn't he, Beth?
Even I've seen it.
It's like just rude. So he's come back and given this. What I was thinking was a joke didn't actually come off very well. She's beautiful, blah de blah de blah. And I'm thought, yeah, right, okay. Well, so he married this beautiful girl.
I've got a message for him, you know.
Yeah.
Because if he's rude to Phoebe again, I'll get that big nasty guy that comes up from the floor to lob one of the flame balls at him. And after that, we can take him to the vets anyway.
I was going to say, we can just vanquish him.
Yes.
You'd have to have a hairball, not a flame ball.
No, it's a flame ball. You see, Lee knows nothing about what we're talking about.
Shut up.
Because the thing is, Beth, he's a bit deaf. And B...
Hold it in my ears.
And B, he's a bit sort of like, can't watch the television.
Only in my eyes.
Yes, so he has no idea what we're talking about when we talk about this.
We'll get him a book of shadows in Braille.
Yes, we'll get Charmed translated for him.
Charmed.
Charmed.
It's a TV show, Lee.
It's a great TV show.
It's a brilliant TV show.
What is TV, Eric?
Yes.
Is that a man who? Sorry.
No, stop it.
I didn't.
You didn't. That's very good. Right, so anyway, the bottom line is he's getting blasted for it, and damn good luck.
Damn good luck.
It's irresponsible stuff like that I worry about, you know. I've got a nice, secure daughter who's very, you know, doesn't have body image issues like that, but that could easily set off some girl going, I'm just as tall as her, I'm just as peppy as her, oh my God, and start sticking her fingers down her throat.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, it's irresponsible. It's irresponsible for celebrities to make off-the-cuff.
I tell you what, I have an idea for 2014. Team, whenever this happens, shall we expose everybody that's nasty like this about the size of your girth? And find something bad about them out.
No.
Why?
Because this sort of thing is the fodder of tabloid journalism. And if somebody's looking a bit sort of out of shape for whatever reason, then in a way it becomes your duty to report it and say, yeah, big.
But he wasn't a journalist, he was just a bloke.
He's just a guy who happened to make a remark about his co-host. And you know what? He's no panty dropper himself, I've got to tell you.
Well, there you
and
go,
his
then.
Wife, he married a beautiful girl a few years ago by the name of Nikki Cox. Gorgeous. And 7 years later, God knows what sort of barrage of garbage he's giving her at home, because she looks like Mickey Rourke now.
Nikki Rourke, eh?
I love it. Right, let's move on, boys and girls.
Can I just do an Australian story, which I think a pretty
sure
we've got one.
Rachel and Bethel.
Is it not on the running order?
No, it's a new one. Oh. It's breaking news.
Oh,
no, it's just a nice. It's a nice cultural thing for me and Rachel and Beth. Right, Australia is joining in the 100th anniversary of the birth of the poet Dylan Thomas, and at all sorts of places across Australia, they are going to be having events where his work is read, where workshops are carried out on his work, and where the films that he made are shown. I just thought I'd share that with the ladies and gentlemen.
We better tell Beth that Eric is an uncultured swine.
Oh.
And whenever we mention authors, he goes to sleep.
Yes. She doesn't like that.
Oh, you don't like that?
That makes me unhappy.
Oh, there you go. Uncle Eric, you're in trouble.
Uh-oh. In trouble already. Uh-oh.
Read a book.
There was another good story this week that was just as an adjunct to that, where some silly old girl was moaning that books aren't selling so much. She writes books, and she's really moaning about the fact that it's only the elite people that read books now. It's wrong. Young people should be reading books. No, they shouldn't.
Of course they should. Of course they should be reading books.
Why?
Speak up, child.
Yeah, speak up, child.
I read a book every single day, even if I've read it already. I'll read a book 8 times if I have to, as long as I'm reading.
A book in a day?
Yep. Not a whole book. I attempt to read a whole book a day if I could.
Yeah.
Good.
But I want to read something.
Do you read e-books or those funny paper ones?
I order books off eBay, paperback ones.
Oh, that's not very eco-friendly, Beth.
Are e-books from Lancashire?
No.
Like e-bike?
No. But Beth, it's Beth, it's not eco-friendly reading books.
But I don't want to waste an environment by using electronic whatever.
Oh, I see. Well, very good, Beth. Yeah, I like that. Anyway, we move on. This will probably bore the pants off of everybody, but it's got to be said. December the 30th is a bad day in radio. It really is a bad day. Because a friend of ours, young Henry, used to work on a radio station in Ireland, which closed down on the 30th of December, 25 years ago as it goes now, along with various other radio stations. And it was quite a furore in Dublin at the time because people went out in their cars and they jammed the city, blasting their horns to tell the government how very upset they were about it. And on the very same day, 21 years ago, which was 1992, the legendary Radio Luxembourg closed for the last time. And I promise I'm not taking the mickey here, boys and girls. I really am not. But I thought we should hear it here on medium wave. Beth, do you know what medium wave is?
No, I don't.
Good. You don't want to. It sounds rubbish. It's old fashioned. It's ancient radio, Beth. You know that old that sort of sound. The AM dial.
I hate that.
Yes, well, I understand that. So just for Lee's benefit. Anyway.
I think it's romantic and evocative of a period which no longer exists in this world, and they're trying to replace with digital.
A simpler time, Lee. A simpler time.
Yes, exactly. Yeah.
When you've got no ears and no eyes and no brain.
Yeah, exactly.
You need simpler times.
Yes, exactly. Yeah, anyway, this is a couple of minutes of the final hour of Radio Luxembourg on 208 metres, that's AM 1440 in the medium wave band. And this is a very dear friend of mine, John Catley, who was then the manager. And he said goodbye to lots of people, and I have to get my tissues out every time it's said. And I'm going to go away now and shut up.
Radio Luxembourg playing the music. The only way, the best way.
It's not all over yet. 26 minutes to go on this, our final broadcast making history. Time now for a few words from our general manager, Mr. John Catlett.
Thanks very much, Mike. Perhaps it's a good time for me to remind all of our listeners that Radio Luxembourg and what it is today is not simply the fine team of presenters that you've been hearing tonight and on the documentary that Mike Hollis and Chris Holmes put together that you've just listened to. Essential to this station are the technicians and engineers of CLT, the people at Astra who provide the signal sharp and clear, as well as those who are tonight providing the signal on the 208, and those who have supported and helped the radio station both in Luxembourg and London for so many years, including some staff who gave tremendous years of service to the station. Josie Wampach, John G., Jill Rowe, Rodney Collins, Ted Bailey, Christine Robinson, Mike Knight, our program controller of the last 5 years, Jeff Graham, and Lisa Wade, who now manages the Lonely office in London. We also want to thank, in just this past couple of years, our advertising agency in London, Little Leighton Sobchak, the Muff Murfin Productions, who helped produce our terrific jingles and also provided the merchandise that we've made available to our listeners. We have to apologize to so many listeners who've written in asking about QSL cards and T-shirts. We have many hundreds of requests, and the problem is no staff after today to respond to those. We thank the journalists who helped to publicize this radio station, the European Satellite Users Group, and Eric Wiltshire, who helped to promote satellite radio. It's a tremendous group, and perhaps we ought also to thank, apart from those many radio stations, television, cable systems, and satellite media services that have been carrying us this evening, thank our competitors who may hire some of us in the near future.
I'm still crying after that.
It's, oh, it's quite, but it is emotional.
It was emotional. It's too much for me. I can't cope anymore.
You go and have a lie down, Eric, and I'll take over for a bit.
But it is
emotional. Yes. This is an emotional thing, and it does mean something to the world, really.
And I'll tell you what, my late father was so proud of that little speech, because he actually phoned me up to congratulate me, which was very, very sweet of me. He was very, very proud. Also leaving us this week is the veteran comedian John Fortune, who was such a funny guy. I don't know if he ever made it down to Australia with Rory Bremner and Bird and Fortune as a TV show, but he was so funny. And he was in things like New Tricks, Yes Minister, Murder Most Horrid, and a really very, very funny actor. Very, very funny.
Is it fair to describe him as a comedian?
He was a satirist.
He was a satirist, but wasn't he a satirist who became far too political and actually lost the point of his satire, which was to be funny? And and John Bird did the same. And Rory Bremner is perhaps quite a good impersonator, but again, not very funny. They were the three musketeers of non-funny comedy.
They were and are very funny.
They're not.
They are.
That's not an argument. You can't just say the absolute opposite of what I'd say without backing it up.
I can. The sky's...
Beth and I... Do you know who Beth and I think is hilarious?
Who?
Go on, then.
Betty White.
Who?
Betty White.
Betty White
turned 91 today.
Right.
That's funny.
She's an American actress who was in The Golden Girls. Please tell me you know who I'm talking about.
I don't know who you're talking about.
Heard of her.
All right, we're going to disconnect this call.
There's no such thing as Golden Girls.
I know the one you mean. Was she the one with the curly hair?
Yeah.
Oh, sorry, I don't know that, Rach. No, I wouldn't know.
Is she the one with the pointy nose?
No.
No, she's a tall lady with curly hair.
No, she's not. She's a tiny little lady.
Is she the tiny one? Because there's two of them, isn't there?
There was actually four of them.
Four of them, that's right, the Golden Girls.
Four of them. She wasn't the tiniest one. They're all dead by her. She's the only Golden Girl left.
Really? Oh, that was a good TV show, actually.
It was a great TV show.
Yeah, it was indeed.
Golden Girls, was that the one about the old women?
Yeah.
Yes.
But, I remember that.
Yeah, Beth, this is what
she
we have to put up with.
She was on the Mary Tyler Moore Show all those years ago.
We have to put up, Beth, this is something that happens every week on the show.
It's only when my bath chair starts to rock.
Your mum and I start talking about something, then 5 minutes later, Lee recognises what we're talking about, and then he starts from the beginning, which is very confusing. Okay. Is it all right?
It's only like a time delay, isn't it, Beth?
Is that like when you're talking to your mum, Beth?
Yeah, actually.
It's like Alzheimer's.
See, I've always said me and Rachel were star-crossed.
Yeah, exactly.
We are.
Anyway, this week is also the birthday of the legend that is Michael Schumacher. And this is really amazing that what's going on. This is kind of organised by Ferrari. There's a silent vigil. There was a silent vigil held in to remember his birthday outside the hospital in Grenoble, where he's staying, the French hospital. And there was actually buses of people coming from Italy. They left hours and hours before the event was to take place, even though it's not that far away, certain parts of Italy, just to be there and lend some support to the family and, you know, just show a little bit of solidarity with Michael. The good news is, since we first mentioned this, he is now in what one could call stable, if it is stable, but nothing has deteriorated further, in a medically induced coma after a skiing accident, which is quite ironic, really, that a skiing accident got him when all the things he's done in motor racing.
I was thinking, I wrote that on you when you posted it, Eric. I wrote that on your Facebook status, and I said it's amazing to me. He was racing cars at dangerous speeds, and, you know, his arch rival Ayrton Senna came to grief in, you know, racing. Mm. And here's the guy who raced and raced and raced, and he was fine, and then decides to go skiing, and, you know, bada bing, bada boom. But the amount of famous people who get knocked off by skiing is flabbergasting.
It's not just that. It's helicopters, planes, you know. It's what are seen as
it's amazing
traditional normal transport modes get all these guys. But there is a message from Michael's family on his website, which I think is stunning, and it just reads, "Thank you for your support. Following Michael's skiing accident, we would like to thank the people from around the world who have expressed their sympathy and sent their best wishes for his recovery. They are giving us great support, so don't stop doing it, guys. We all know he's a fighter and he will not give up. Thank you." And he won't. He's one of these people that will not give up, and he will continue and he will fight on. And I think this is probably the biggest race he's ever had to take part in his life. But the one thing that the family but they actually said, if it wasn't for the fact he was wearing proper equipment, we wouldn't be having this conversation now, because it was the crash hat that he was wearing that actually, although he hit his head very hard, obviously, but, you know, he would have died.
The thing is, he did it twice. He hit his head twice.
I know. It's terrible. Absolutely terrible.
I think the thing is that, you know, like, you're both quite right to say that it's surprising that it was skiing that got him rather than racing. But the simple fact is, and I don't mean any disrespect to Michael Schumacher about this, because I think what he did, you know, that's the way he is. Because of this competitive and dramatic instinct he's got for speed and excitement, he actually was skiing off-piste and on one of the most dangerous stretches of... quite rightly, he wasn't doing anything wrong. He hadn't sleeped.
He's an adrenaline junkie, mate.
And that's it.
And on that happy note, we end part one of Postcard from Pat Brad. We'll be back with Beth, her mum, Lee and Eric in a couple of minutes' time. Do not go away.
From the heart of Europe to the world, Radio Tetris International. Online on Windows 8 PC, tablets and Windows phones.